March 8th through the 10th is the next three-day Captivating Weekend event. This three-day intensive is virtual, which means that you can join from anywhere in the world, and enrollment is open now. For 3 days, you will mastermind with the Captivating Courtship Code community and learn to become more secure, increase desirability, and attract commitment. The Captivating Weekend will include new trainings and workshops, guest experts, and special program bonuses that have never been released before. Plus, after the three-day weekend, you'll have access to 12 months of weekly group coaching and the Captivating Courtship Code community and portal. To learn more about how you can become a member of the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program and have access to attend the upcoming three-day Captivating Weekend, apply and book your call today. Go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching to apply. The next upcoming weekend is March 8th through the 10th, and we want to see you there. I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to reignite your self-worth and feminine intuition so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step match formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit like so many other relationship gurus try to teach you, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Courtship Code Podcast, and I hope that you are having a wonderful week. I'm getting there. I'm adjusting. It has been an eventful week, a little stressful, a little up and down, but it's also been a good week. It's my birthday week. I have some amazing plans this weekend. I feel so loved, so loved by everyone that's so close to me, just sending me money for my birthday and birthday wishes and texts and calls. And birthdays are something that I haven't been the best at celebrating over the years. And I'm trying to get a lot more intentional and purposeful about celebrating my birthday because I'm just grateful to be here. Like, to be honest with you, I'm just grateful to be here. I turned 38 this year, which sounds crazy. I don't know where the time has gone. But I'm so grateful to be here. And it's really interesting because I don't have those gripes about maturing in life. Like, I don't have those hangups. And when I talk to men or women that have a lot of hangups about getting older or maturing, and they start facing 40 or they're in their 40s or they're facing 50 or 60, and they have a lot of heart. I mean, I know people that are in their 20s that have a lot of anxiety about turning 30. I can remember having a conversation with an old client who, I think she was 25 or 26 at the time, and she's like, oh, I'm going to be 30 in a couple of years. It's like my life is in order. I'm like, girl, you're about to be 30 in a couple of years. Your life is not supposed to be in order. But I'm just now really figuring out a lot of things for myself at this age and really getting a better understanding of who I am and unpacking a lot of past challenges and traumas and patterns and things that I'm still uncovering about myself. So if you are in a space where you're having some troubles or some challenges with getting older, you feel like you haven't accomplished enough or you're not where you want to be, maybe you're not in the relationship that you want to be in, maybe you don't have children yet, like whatever those things are for you that's making you feel like the clock is ticking and time is running out, I just want to tell you that you are exactly where you are supposed to be for the lessons that you need to learn and for the opportunities that are coming for you. So give yourself some grace and patience and understand that this is a moment just to be present with the moment. But for me personally, I am so grateful to turn 38. I'm just grateful to be here. Like, I feel good. I feel optimistic. I am, like, I don't have those hangups about wanting to go back to my 20s and wanting to really, I don't feel that way at all. I do not feel that way at all. I have no desire to go back to 20-year-old me. I barely have desires to go back to 30-something-year-old me. I feel like every year I become more of who I am. I get better with age. I feel more proud of myself as time goes by. Is everything perfect? No. Is everything exactly where I want it to be? Absolutely not. 2023 kicked my behind more than any year has kicked my behind in a very, very long time. I think that was my hardest year in a long time. Yet, still I rise. I'm still here. Life is so good. I feel loved. I feel appreciated. I'm so grateful for everyone that's in my life and for everything that we've been accomplishing. In the last episode, I talked about the Loved Loft and working on that and getting on that path. I talked about the new membership that we're launching and what to expect from that. Still going to be more details coming for that in the upcoming weeks. And then we talked about the Captivating Course You Could. Now, as you know, March 8th through the 10th, we will be having our first Captivating Weekend of 2024. And it will also be the last Captivating Weekend until fall enrollment. So if you have been listening to the podcast and you have been tuned in, or maybe you have some friends that should be in CCC, this is the perfect time to enroll. This is a perfect time to join and to apply and book your call. You can go to captivatingcourseship.com/coaching to get in your application and to book a call and see if CCC is the right fit for you. And on the call, we're going to get clear on three things. You're going to get clear on where you are in your love life, where do you want to be in the next 12 months, and what exactly is holding you back. And from there, we'll put together a very simple plan for you to take action. And if CCC is the next best step for you, then I will absolutely let you know. And if it's not, the great thing is you may be a good candidate for the new upcoming membership, and that might be a better option for you. So I look forward to be able to have those two options available, but definitely right now we are rolling in CCC as we're gearing up for Captivating Weekend. And one thing I really look forward to for the future of CCC is the intimacy of the community, keeping enrollment very small, very limited, extremely small, extremely limited when it comes to how many women are in the program at a time. I'm staying true to myself when it comes to this business, and I want to honor the fact that I am an introvert. I love intimacy. I tend to work with a lot of introverts, not only introverts, but I do tend to work with a lot of introverts. And I love having a safe space for women to be able to unload, for them to be able to get coached, to feel safe, to be vulnerable, to open up. And by having a small container that's very intimate, it does allow that space for that. And CCC right now, it's about $5,000 for the year, broken down into payment plans, and we can discuss that on the call. Or you can pay in full, doesn't matter. But it is an investment, and it's an investment because you get lifetime access. You get three captivating weekends, which are virtual. You can join from anywhere in the world. You get lifetime access to the community. You can submit questions to the code for direct feedback. You have weekly group coaching calls for 12 months. You get a lot for that investment, but you're also going to have the tools, the information, and everything that you need for as long as it takes for you to break your patterns and to find the right person for you. And this is a process that has been formed throughout the years of me being in the relationship industry. And I've been in the relationship industry since 2015. So it's taken me a long time to get all the information, all the knowledge that I have accumulated to be able to put into a program for you and to condense it in a way that's easy for you to digest and to walk you through the process of not only transformation, but partnership attraction. And it actually leads me to this episode. And I was inspired to record this episode. I'm just talking. I have no notes in front of me. I have nothing that I'm going off of. But I wanted to talk to you about the fact that no journey to love is the same. And to honor your journey to love and to embrace that and understand that it's not going to be like everyone else's. It's not going to be like your best friends, like your sisters, like your moms, even like some of the other women in CCC. And that is something that I love about the CCC community, or when you listen to the testimonials of alumni clients or past clients that I've worked with, you'll hear all their different stories, all their different ways that they've been able to attract partners, to attract love, to get married, to find the right person for them, and what that journey to partnership looked like. And for some, it was really easy and it was really quick. For others, there were some challenges and some bumps along the road, and both are perfectly okay. For some, it may take them years to get to the point with their person where they finally get married. And for others, it took them only a few months for them to make that decision. And both are okay. The great thing is through my years of working in this industry, I have so much knowledge and data and experience with seeing things play out in so many different ways. So in CCC, we have a training called Three Types of Men on the Relationship Market, where we have the cold guy, the warm guy, and the hot guy. And if you watch that training and you understand that each guy is going to approach the dating and courtship process very differently because of where they are when it comes to commitment readiness. Now, that doesn't make them bad guys. It doesn't make one better than others. Of course, if you're a girl and you're like ready for love right now, you're ready for marriage right now, you're like, send me the hot guy, please, Lord, send me the hot guy, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Of course, that's the guy that every woman wants, right? I get it. But the guys are going to be abundantly on the market. The vast majority are going to be cold to warm, okay? This is just the reality. It doesn't make it bad. When you have the tools to navigate it and you understand that most of these guys are going to be cold to warm, so how do you show up in courtship? How do you handle relationships? How do you deal with it? That's the key. So the goal is for you to be empowered in your love life so that you can make the best decisions for you, so that you can attract the right partner for you. And in those rare occurrences where you meet someone who maybe they're not as ready as you are, maybe they're not exactly where you are, that doesn't mean you have to throw the entire relationship away. It doesn't mean that it can't possibly grow into an actual committed relationship or marriage or partnership. I've seen so many stories where people that I didn't think would have been the right partner for someone in situations where I was on the fence with clients, like, I don't know if this is your person. I don't know if this is who you're supposed to end up with. They've ended up with and gotten engaged and married, and it's worked out well. Maybe not on the timeline that they anticipated, maybe not in the way that they anticipated, but it ended up working out. But the great thing is, even at times where I wasn't certain, I still stood my ground to be their coach and to show up and to support them through it. And to ask them, what do you want in this situation? Do you want to work it out? Or do you want to let it go? If you want to work it out, you want to go through the fire, let's go through the fire. Let's work it out. I will coach you into making this work. If you feel like you don't want to make this work and you want to move the other way, then I will coach you to help you to walk away and to heal and to overcome that. But you let me know what's the outcome that you want to work through. And that's the thing with coaching. It's goal oriented. It's not therapy where it's supposed to just be talk therapy. It is goal oriented. But I was motivated to talk about this morning and to share this episode with you because I received a really nice email this morning. It's a really brief email from a past matchmaking client. Now, please do not email me. Do not DM me. Do not reach out to me asking me about matchmaking. I do not do matchmaking. I have not done matchmaking in a very, very long time. I have absolutely no intention on ever going back to matchmaking. It was one hell of a ride. It was a very interesting experience, but it taught me so much. I'm extremely grateful for that experience, the ups and downs, learning the matchmaking business side of it, the relationship industry. It gave me the foundational tools that I didn't know that I needed in order to create CCC, run Captivating Courtship, everything. So it really was a very important time period of my life in so many ways. But I don't miss it, and I ain't going back. I'm not going back. But I did receive an email from one of the first clients that I ever worked with in matchmaking, and the first client that I worked with that got married. And this particular guy, his name is Ibrahim. He sent me an email this morning, and I actually worked with him. He was my matchmaking client, and his wife, who I introduced him to, was in the database. And you may have heard me tell this story before, but when I first introduced them to another, what was so interesting and so amazing was that they just so happened to be in like the same small town in New York. And when I first met them, I didn't pay that close of attention to the cities that they were in on their profiles. Like, even though I built their profiles, when I grabbed her profile, I just knew she was in New York and I knew he was in New York. I wasn't thinking so much about like the smaller town that they lived in. But then when I looked closer to the profiles, like, oh my gosh, they live in the same town. Like, this is perfect. Never crossed paths, never knew each other. And I introduced them to one another and they actually hit it off pretty well, pretty quickly. But, and you may have heard me tell the story before, at one point, he actually called off the engagement. He actually decided to walk away because there was some conflict that happened about the dowry. And for those of you who aren't Muslim, when it comes to marriage, the man gives the woman a dowry. It's equivalent to a gift. So just like in, let's say, the Christian faith or many other faiths, the man might give maybe an engagement ring or, you know, do something special for the woman in order to pronounce his love and to show his devotion to the woman. It's the same thing. It could be a ring. It could be a house. It could be whatever. It doesn't matter. But there was some conflict about the dowry and he felt like it was influenced by her friends and outside influences because she initially accepted the dowry. I think it was jewelry. It was some gold jewelry. And initially she accepted it and she was okay. And then she came back and said that it wasn't enough. And he felt like she wasn't being grateful. And it was like this whole thing. I'm not going to get all into it, but he ended up calling off and walking away. And a couple of weeks had gone by and I hadn't heard anything from them and I didn't know that the engagement had been called off. And I reached out to her. I'm not sure who I reached out to first, but I reached out to one of them. And this is when I found out the information. And I instantly jumped in to try to, you know, middleman the job, to try to jump in and have a conversation with both of them. I was able to talk him, you know, out of his emotions and his frustration and asked if they could meet up. And they hadn't been talking for a few weeks at this point after he had called it off. And he agreed to meet up with her. They agreed to meet up. They talked things through and they ended up getting back together and getting married not long after that. And now they're still together. So when I received the email, and I hadn't heard from them in so long, it's been so many years since I've heard from them, and received the email this morning from him, surprisingly out the blue, and he sent me an email stating that he just wanted to let me know that they're still together, and it's been about 8 years. That's so crazy. This was like 2016. They've been together. He said they're still together. It's been about 8 years. They have two boys now. And he just wanted to thank me for being a part of their success and introducing them to one another. And I thought that was just the sweetest. If you saw my Instagram story today, you would have seen me share this in my Instagram story. And then also a past CCC client, past client of the Captivating Courtship Code, she replied to the story and said, hey, you know, we're coming up on our 2-year anniversary. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for your guidance and everything you did. And so it's just been a morning of warm and fuzzies, and I'm so grateful. And her episode with Hamara's, her episode was the episode. If you go to captivatingcourtship.com/podcast, you can listen to the episode. I'll try to link it in the show notes. Try to remember to link it. But her episode, she talked about getting married in 6 months, and her journey was really special too, because with her, what was really unique was the fact that she joined CCC and she kind of just went all in from the beginning, but she met her guys so quickly. She got on the apps and she was out of town with her friends and she got on an app and she connected with this guy and they hit it off right away. And at the time, you know, they kind of dove in and was just like, yes, this is what we want to do. This is my person. And they were both really ready. Like, he was a hot guy. He was hot and ready. Same thing with Ibrahim. They were both hot guys, honestly. But during this time, one thing that Hamira was struggling with was the fact that her mom was going through health issues. And I want to point that out because I love the fact that in spite of the fact that her mom was going through, and when I'm I'm hearing the word mum when I'm saying this because she's from the UK, so she says mum. And every single time when I'm telling this story right now, I keep hearing the word mum versus mom. But her mum was going through some health issues, and I wanted to point that out because oftentimes women will reach out for coaching and be interested in joining CCC, and they'll stop themselves from joining coaching or from focusing on their love life because they'll tell themselves a story that it's not the right time because maybe they have school or maybe work or maybe they may have a sick parent or someone that they have to take care of, and they choose to put themselves last in spite of the fact that maybe they can afford coaching or maybe they really do want it and they really do want to prioritize themselves, but they make the decision to put themselves on the back burner. But in this case, she decided to still put herself first and to learn to put herself first. And I remember her struggling with some guilt, and this even trickled into her relationship. So even though she met her partner early on in the courtship process and in joining CCC, a lot of the bandwidth that she needed support with during her time in coaching was her navigating her insecurities around having to be a caretaker, her beliefs about herself, her fears of the man not fully embracing or accepting her, and some of the quote unquote baggage that she was coming with. Her preparing for a marriage while also having to worry about her mom's health and upcoming surgeries and what that would look like, and so many different challenges that she was facing in her personal life. And that's where she needed more support and encouragement and working through the portal. And even though she was overseas and couldn't show up to a lot of calls, she still made sure to lean into the community and to the curriculum and listening to the replay podcast so that she could still, at that time, there wasn't replay podcast. It was just replay videos in the portal. But she utilized the tools and the resources the best that she could. And they did get married, and as I said, she told me today that they're going on their 2-year anniversary. I believe they got married in March, so I believe it's coming up very soon. But I was so happy to hear from her. I'm always so happy to hear the stories. I had another client back in December tell me that they just had their baby boy, and that's super exciting. And so I'm so grateful and humbled to be a part of people's love story and to be a part of their journey. But what I love even more is people that show up for themselves and women who are showing up for themselves in this area. Like I mentioned, her mom was going through a tough time. She was going through a lot in her personal life, but she still managed to put herself first and to decide that this is what she needed and where she needed to be supported, and to bet on herself and to work through her insecurities and her communication and her fears and her challenges, and not to let them hold her back from meeting the right partner for her, or for getting married. So I wanted to share that with you this morning as I've been reflecting on a lot of client stories this morning. And even a client that I've worked with, Brittany, who she's absolutely amazing too. I love, love, love talking to her and hearing her story with her guy. And I have to catch up with her because last I spoke, they were setting a date for the new year, right after the new year, to get married. So I'm not sure if they got married or not. I need to catch up with her. But last we spoke, at the end of the year, they were planning to get married after the new year, or maybe it was New Year's Eve. And I love hearing her story because her story was the story of the cold guy. And I used to always tell women to completely give up on cold guys, to completely give up on cold guys. In 99% of the situations, I will tell you to give up on the cold guys. But this was a different type of cold guy. And in CCC, now we have a workshop called the Cold Guy Protocol. And I put that together. It was influenced by Brittany. It was influenced by another client that's in CCC. It's also influenced by some other people that I know in my personal life, and what me watching their journeys with their cold guys that they're now committed to, they're now married to, or engaged to, or just even just life partnered with, whatever that story is for them. But in rare circumstances, the cold guy may actually be the right guy, but you have to understand what type of cold guy he is, which is why I came up with the cold guy protocol. But in the last year, I was able to hear so many stories from people around me about the cold guy. And the cold guy, that's the type of guy that you may want to consider being more patient with and giving more time to. Now, in all of these stories, these dating and courtship experiences took way longer than anticipated. Some of them, it took maybe a year longer than they anticipated. With other, it took several years. Some of them, it took several years to get to the point where the relationship is right now. I know with Brittany's story, it took them about 3 years to get to the point of engagement and where they are now. And not that 3 years is a long time in some circumstances, but you're talking about it took a long time for them to even be exclusive. It took a long time for him to move the relationship forward. It took a long time for him to put, I don't think they ever actually put a label on the relationship. I feel like they went from a titleless relationship to getting married. Just like one other, but there was a reason why. There were a lot of fears, a lot of past trauma that the man was experiencing, a lot of, you know, just coming out of a toxic relationship and avoidant patterns. There were a lot of things. And in most cases, I would tell someone to give up. I'm going to be honest with her and with some other clients that I've worked with. I would tell them, I don't know if this is the right person for you. I don't know, but let's see, you know, let's see how the story unfolds. I don't know, but if this is where you feel like you want to be, I'm going to trust that because I am deeply spiritual and I do believe in divine timing. I do believe in spiritual connections. I do believe that sometimes you just know. Sometimes you just know. Sometimes you just know a person or relationship or something is just different. But I want you to know how to do it differently. I want you to know how to do it with more intention and how to do it in a way that's going to yield the best results for you. If you're going to take the slow road and if you really want to bet on green, I don't know if that's even a thing, bet on green, but like if you really want to bet on a relationship that in most cases may not seem promising or and there's a, it needs to be pretty healthy. Like when I say the cold guy that for the cold guy protocol, when we talk about that in CCC, you read that workshop, it puts it very clearly. I'm not talking about the toxic guy. I'm not talking about the inconsistent guy. I'm not talking about the guy who, you know, is not good to you. I'm talking about the guy that you do feel a very strong connection with and it's overall healthy. And you know that this person is there and he cares and he is consistent, but maybe he's just not ready to commit. And that could be for a lot of reasons. You can put him up against the commitment ready checklist, which is why we provide you with that. Put him up against the commitment ready checklist. He's probably going to score really low. Usually when he's a cold guy, he's going to score anywhere between, I would say, a 2 to 6 on the cold guy register, definitely a 2 to 5 on a cold guy register. And the thing with where he's struggling with or where he's lacking, they're probably going to be some of the bigger things. Like maybe he's newly out of a long-term relationship. Maybe he is newly divorced. Maybe he went through a big financial struggle. Maybe he's recently relocated. Maybe he's experienced a death in his family. Like there's going to be some major things that emotionally he has to overcome, which is why he's not a warm or a hot guy. Doesn't make him a bad guy. Doesn't mean he's not interested, but he's just not where he needs to be as a man to commit to the relationship. But that doesn't mean that he's not there for you and how he shows up for you. So you understanding how to navigate that so that you're not wasting your time, so that you're not leaving the situation in case it doesn't work out, feeling extremely wounded or like it was the worst decision for you. No, I want you to decide whether he's cold, warm, or hot. I want you to make the best decision for you. But there is a way that I've been able to observe through my clients and friends and just observing some of their relationships with these very cold but consistent guys, understanding how to navigate this if you're going to play the long game, if this is someone that you feel like, I want to really see where this could go. I feel like this may be my person. Again, in most cases, I don't advise it. I don't suggest it. I don't think it's going to work out. But in those rare circumstances, and I have seen them and they do have common patterns in those situations, I do think that it's possible and I would love to be able to support and guide you through that. But that's why in CCC we have information on how to navigate courtship with the cold, the warm, and the hot guy. But with all of these situations, they were so different. The personal struggles in their personal life, the struggles in the relationships, and where they are now, they're all married. They're all happy. They're all committed. And they're all on the other side in a relationship, and they all feel like they're with their person. And that's what matters the most. So no matter what, your friends, your family, I want you to really get comfortable with taking a step back and not feeling as though you need your friends and your family's guidance on every single thing when it comes to your relationships, because they don't have the expertise. They don't have the experience. They don't have the data. They don't have the research. Like, that's not their field of genius. Maybe they're a teacher, or I don't know, a lawyer, or maybe they're a secretary. I don't know. But their expertise is not relationships. Even if they're married, they may be able to give some amazing advice. And a lot of you do want marriage mentors. You do want people to give you marriage advice. But that doesn't mean that they have the background experience and the knowledge when it comes to relationships, and specifically when it comes to this courtship process. So having that support, having that guidance, and having that ongoing support by being in the CCC community may be exactly what you need to attract the right partner for you and to change your love life for good. And I truly, truly, truly want you to be a part of the CCC community so we can start that process right now. So if you want to attract a partner and you know that you have some patterns that you need to change and you know that you need some guidance and you've been at this for a while and you're ready to take some different steps, I want you to book a call. I want you to go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching. The link is in the show notes, and book a consultation and see if CCC is the right fit for you so that you can be a part of our upcoming Captivating Weekend, March 8th through the 10th. And then you will be with us in coaching for the next 12 months and get weekly coaching to support you on your journey to love. But you'll also have lifetime access to the CCC community along with the CCC client portal so that you can continue to be supported until you find the right partner for you. We are here to support you no matter what. So go ahead and lock that in. I hope to talk to you very soon. And I hope that this was a motivational episode for you and that you take whatever gems that you need, but get those applications in and apply. Spaces are extremely limited for CCC. And I hope that you will be a part of our community. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Have a good day. March 8th through the 10th is the next 3-day Captivating Weekend event. This 3-day intensive is virtual, which means that you can join from anywhere in the world, and enrollment is open now. For 3 days, you will mastermind with the Captivating Courtship Code community and learn to become more secure, increase desirability, and attract commitment. The Captivating Weekend will include new trainings and workshops, guest experts, and special program bonuses that have never been released before. Plus, after the 3-day weekend, you'll have access to 12 months of weekly group coaching and the Captivating Courtship Code community and portal. To learn more about how you can become a member of the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program and have access to attend the upcoming 3-day Captivating Weekend, apply and book your call today. Go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching to apply. The next upcoming weekend is March 8th through the 10th, and we want to see you there.